France has decided to conduct airstrikes against ISIL terrorist strongholds in Iraq. French President François Hollande says he agreed to Iraq's request for air support at a meeting with his top defense and security advisors, but Hollande stressed that Paris will not go beyond air support and there won't be any troops on the ground. He also said France would not conduct airstrikes in Syria. The French president said he would inform Parliament of the planned action in the near future. The United States is already conducting targeted airstrikes against ISIL in Iraq. Last week, U.S. President Barack Obama said Washington will expand airstrikes in Iraq. Over a dozen people have been killed in bombings in and around the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Police officials say one bomb was exploded in a commercial street in the northwestern district of Tubachi, while another attack took place near a car repair shop in downtown Baghdad. They have also reported a roadside bomb that struck an army patrol. Police officials also said that mortar shells have landed on houses in the capital's southern suburbs. The attacks come as ISIL Takfiri militants seek to expand territories they hold in Iraq and Syria. The Iraqi forces backed by Sunni tribesmen and Shia volunteers continue to fight ISIL terrorists across the country. In the northern city of Mosul, the army launched heavy airstrikes on three districts targeting ISIL hideouts. The Iraqi air forces targeted Hammam al-Alil south of Mosul, Bartala in the east, and Bashiqa just around the city. At least 30 ISIL militants were killed in the attacks. In the town of Dulayya, north of the capital Baghdad, army troops clashed with Takfiri terrorists and inflicted heavy losses on the insurgents. Iraqi forces have been battling ISIL militants over the past months.